news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter is taking fabulous care of us on the other side of the room. He's our producer. He's the podcaster and the maker sure of WKOK.com's recording of our shows, always available. In the studio with us now, none other than the Fit Food Music Mama. Is that the usable title for you now?
This is the usable title. I'm kind of going through a little bit of like a Kanye West, like Puff Daddy sort of a transition with the name. So bear with me. But yes, Fit Food Music Mama for now, formerly Figo, but it all just means healthy lifestyle and balance.
Well, and I think part of it, talking to Chelsea Davis, is that if you've known Chelsea, whatever you knew of her last year, she's doing something more this year, or an evolution, or grew a little bit more, or changed a little bit year more. So that's really pretty common. Chelsea Davis is with us from Sealess Grove. I think of you as a fitness trainer. I know in the past you used to do some personal training. Still doing a little of that for
yes,
folks?
Yes, okay. I'm training clients just out of my house and just for friends a couple days a week. So it's a nice hybrid model with being a stay-at-home mom.
And mom of two spectacularly talented, young, smart little girls?
Little stinkers, yes.
Okay, and one's a schooler now. Boy, the time is marching on. Very active wife, a singer. We saw you singing. We see you at the Catholic Church, St. Pius, singing away there and playing.
That's right.
So just doing that. And Figo founder. Figo, a business, for lack of a better word, that really related to healthy eating and just taking great care of yourself. Figo still has some momentum?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if anyone has any questions after the show, they can email me, figo.info@gmail.com. Anything we talk about today. But yeah, Figo basically it summarizes balance, balanced lifestyle. And I think a lot of it had to do with my experience. I lived in Italy abroad for about a year when I was in culinary school, and Figo actually means cool in Italian. So that's where Figo came from. But yeah, my brand a little bit more is about my interests. So Fit Food Music Mama. So it just kind of it rings a bell, it's catchy, if you will.
Right. Fit Food Music Mama's on YouTube. That's where we find you now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And
YouTube.
These are great videos. If folks haven't seen them, this is a great opportunity to learn maybe something about cooking, maybe something about fitness. Maybe if you discover some sound advice, taking great care of those girls, that can help you out too. So, well, I invited you back this year, and you're such an eager volunteer to come in to talk about this. Let's start talking about if you want to start up a fitness program, skip New Year's resolutions. Just because all year round you think we got to ramp it up a notch. I let the pandemic kind of catch up with me, and I kind of fell off the wagon a little
bit.
And
that's okay. You and a lot of other people, so you should not be ashamed of that.
Let's get started again. What's an easy or a good way to get started again?
Yeah. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people, and they're feeling defeated, whether it be from the pandemic or maybe they tried to start a New Year's resolution and it failed. But February is a really great time to get going. In the past, we've called that Feel Good February. So basically, the guidelines, there's a gold standard. I'm ACSM certified trainer, which is American College of Sports Medicine. So the gold standard for exercise is 150 minutes per week. You can break that down in a lot of different ways, 30 minutes a day, 5 days per week. Or there's also HIIT training, high intensity interval training, and that can be 3 days per week for 20 minute sessions. I know that all sounds a little bit confusing, but that main number for that moderate intensity exercise, especially for you beginners out there, is going to be that 150. So you can divide that how you want it. You know, I just really recommend people, especially when they're first starting, to start a walking program, start really easy. Something I find to be super simple is tracking your steps. So, you know, you can do that 150 minutes over the course of time. And I do think that getting your steps in is so crucial. And a lot of Americans aren't doing that.
Well, yeah, and I do maybe about 3,000-4,000 steps just at work. But then after that, you know, unless I'm walking someplace in particular, not all that many more. So 150 minutes a week.
Yes, yes. And like I said, you know, we especially as a beginner, so that would be the gold standard. That would be something you'd want to work up to. You know, but as a beginner, like I said, just tracking steps, I find that to be something a little more attainable, a little bit more reasonable, and quite simple to do. Everybody carries their phone around them with them. You know, not everybody has a pedometer. You can buy a pedometer on Amazon. They're pretty cheap. You literally, the old school way in the 90s, people would attach them to their shoes and it tracks your steps. But everybody carries their phone around, and there's a health app on your phone and it does track your steps. Now, a lot of people are also wearing smart devices. You see the iWatches, the Fitbits, all that out there. They also are step trackers. So I highly, highly recommend it. It's a good benchmark and it shows you where you're starting from. So if you are a person that's only getting between, say, 2,000, 3,000 steps a day, it's time to get up a little bit more, move a little bit more, and work up towards that 10,000 steps a day. It might not be so easy for you in the beginning. You might find that you're going for a little walk around the block at the end of the day, but that's okay. It's just a more of a movement-based lifestyle versus a sedentary, sitting lifestyle. A lot of us work from home now, for instance, during the pandemic, we've transitioned towards that work model. And so a lot of people are sitting at home and they're not getting those steps in a day. So I find that to be the number one thing to help people to move just a little bit more.
Yeah, I saw my neighbor launch out of her house at about 8 p.m. last summer. And I said, where are you going now? And she says, I don't have all my steps in, so I'm going to go around the block, because she wanted to get, I think she had an 8,000 step threshold daily and she wasn't up to that. So
exactly.
She said, I'm just going to go around the block.
Exactly.
A couple times.
And, you know, as a mom, I would say get your kids involved in that. Get your families involved. Make it a family activity. Make it fun. It doesn't have to be this grueling, daunting process. You know, throw your headphones on, listen to a good podcast, go for a walk, you know, with your family, walk the dog. A way for busy parents, go out to a playground and run around with your kids. You'll be quite amazed how many steps you can rack in doing that.
Yeah, we're so blessed with great places to walk around here, too. If you don't want to be on the streets and sidewalks, we got parks. I just interviewed the folks from the RB Winter State Park. Geisinger's got trails all over the place behind their campus. Free, all this free and open to the public. Okay, so that's the walking aspect. Now it's time to move some iron or get the universal gym going or the rest of the, you know, some of the devices cooking here.
Exactly. Yeah, resistance training has a lot of amazing benefits. We're going to strengthen the muscles. We're strengthening the bones. You know, it really has a lot of the same benefits that cardiovascular exercise has. So, you know, I recommend for people to do between 2 and 3 days a week of some moderate resistance training, light to moderate resistance training exercise. And if you're a beginner, you know, that's going to be that low weight, high repetition exercise. So maybe going for like 2 sets of 20. But we really want to make sure we're working the large muscle groups when we are doing that resistance training. So, you know, just doing a bicep curl isn't really going to cut it and give you those benefits. Sure, it might, you know, let you look good and get your swole on and make you want to throw on a tank top or something and show off the guns. But I highly recommend, you know, doing those exercises like squats, if you're able to, with your knees, lunges, push-ups, you know, working your back, working those larger muscle groups are going to have a lot more bang for your buck when it comes to getting those benefits in.
To get a lot of different muscle groups in there, trying to use different machines. Use everything. If you can't get it all done in your allotted time, come back the next day or the day after and finish where you left off.
Exactly.
So you kind of get a comprehensive look.
I actually have a like a perfect model. It's on my TikTok. So it's like the perfect 30-minute workout. So if you guys are interested, you can check it out on TikTok, Fit Food Music Mama. And basically, it summarizes exactly what I said, because maybe for some people, especially beginners, listeners, what I said sounds a little bit intimidating or it sounds confusing. But if you just grab a timer, all you're going to do is you're going to set that timer for 45 to 60 seconds, okay? And we're using it for like intervals, right? So your first move would be a squat. You would do a squat for 45 to 60 seconds. The next one would be a push move, okay? That would be something like a push-up or a dumbbell chest press. The third one would be a sort of a row move so that, you know, you're getting the opposite of the push. You're getting a pull. The next one would be a core move, such as a crunch or sit-up, like old school gym class. And then the last one would be some sort of a lunge move, like I said, if you're able to with your knees. There are lots of modifications. But yeah, I'm just referring people over to that TikTok channel if they want to check that out, because it's definitely a fun routine. That 15-minute routine then follows up with 15 minutes of cardio. So that's why I call it the perfect 30-minute routine, because it's like a hybrid of the resistance training and the cardiovascular training.
Fit Food Music Mama on YouTube and on TikTok. Chelsea Davis is with us. We just have a minute, but you talk about food. That's when you always mention real balance, 80-20. So just real quick, just a moment about diet.
Yeah, so 80-20 is something that we hear a lot out there. Basically, it means that we're eating healthy 80% of the time, and then 20% of the time is left open for those treats that you like, you know, and that's different for everybody. So, you know, if you see me at Red Robin with my kids and I'm having a burger and a beer, please don't judge me, because that's definitely part of our 20, you know, probably red wine in there as well. But yeah, for me personally, I think the Mediterranean diet is like the best, okay? It's been studied very, very well. People in Italy, people in these like remote Greek islands are living forever, and there's a reason why. It's really good for your heart. You know, it's energizing. The food is a lot of fish. It's a lot of extra virgin olive oil, healthy fats, a lot of vegetables, high fiber vegetables, you know, greens and anything that's in season, vegetable-wise. And then, like I said, the healthy fats, the extra virgin olive oil is like the key to that healthy heart.
And you didn't mention any processed foods?
No processed food. I did forget to mention fish. Fish is really a very important part of that Mediterranean diet. But the number one thing I think in America is, and I could really, I only have a minute, so I'm just going to keep this short. I could really go off about this, but Americans are just eating way too many processed foods. It's way too available. We're drinking soda, we're adding a lot of extra unnecessary calories with the sugary drinks. So if people can start to, you know, I would say eliminate, but if it has to be a gradual process of eliminating those processed foods, that is completely fine.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So much information packed in there. Of course, you got an energy level that you get 150 minutes a week just talking to us. So
that's right. I know. I am called the Energizer Bunny a lot.
I believe that in your neighborhood when they see you running by.
That's right.
Chelsea Davis of Sealands Grove, a fitness trainer, Fit Food Music Mama, available on YouTube and TikTok and Figo, F-I-G-O, .info. @gmail.com. Chelsea, thank you so much. You've inspired me so much. I'm going back to the Y this afternoon.
That's right. Thanks, Mark.